podcast universe. What's up? Just hanging out with my friend Barbara in Florida. And I think, is it nice out today?
No, it's about to rain again.
Okay, so far my whole vacation's been rain, but I think it actually, I see sun a little bit.
Yeah, it's normal. I don't know where you've seen the sun. It just looks
good. I don't know. It looks sunny, like right over there.
Yeah, but if you look at
anyways, yesterday I went to Miami. It was really pretty. Lots of stuff. I think I'll probably post pictures on Instagram. I got really cool photos of these cool buildings. They look, they're cool. Did you see them? They had like restaurants that look like old 50s type restaurants, and like the deco is like really cool. Anyways, yeah, so I've never been there, so we went there. Lots of graffiti, lots of, there was a little marketplace we went to that had these little vendors where I bought a shirt. It's like an outdoor flea market thingy.
It is.
With food trucks and stuff like that.
Wow.
And they had these really cool football jerseys. I wanted one so bad. It was like a Dan Marino one, and Chase was like, "You want Dan Marino?" But I just like the colors. They were pretty. Anyways, you know, the dolphin colors or whatever. It's dolphins, right?
Miami dolphins.
But you know the colors, right? Aren't they pretty?
Yeah,
they're
it's
like
white,
the
white, orange, black.
Yeah, it's like the summer colors, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted it. I don't care about the player. Anyway, I'm not into sports. But anyways, Barbara is.
But not so, really, because it's soft. These guys, they cry like little girls nowadays.
But I have the coolest friends, so I decided to just come to Florida on a whim, and Barbara said, okay, sure, I'll come down there. So she's like the coolest person ever. And, yep, and if my loving, insignificant other wasn't pissed drunk last night, she probably would have went home, so. I don't know, but we didn't know what was going on.
Go home, you told me not to, until
yeah, because he was pissed drunk, not walking very well, not really doing anything very well. And the first words he said to me were, fuck you. That's nice. And then he passed out. Yeah, that was nice, right? Don't you feel the love in that?
That's when you were supposed to bust him a slap.
Yeah, I don't bust him anything. I don't really give a shit. You have to care enough to do that. Anyway, so, yeah, he decided to pass out, and that was the end of that. But that was my greeting. Fuck you. Wasn't that lovely? Yeah. So, yeah, good thing that I have nicer people to talk to. And I'm not going to say who, but anyways, yeah. Ah. So, he's outside now moaning, pouting.
Somewhere. I don't know.
He's always walking away somewhere, going somewhere, doing
he's
something.
Somewhere.
And so, yeah, so everybody was mad at everybody. It was like a big misunderstanding, and I just wanted to cry and kill myself. But anyways, so far, today is okay. Everybody's okay. Hopefully, we'll have a good day. Hopefully, I'll get to go somewhere and do something nice, and everybody will get along, and I'll leave on a nice note. But we'll see.
You're going to leave on a nice... Even if he's mean with you, say, I love me. I love me some Erica.
What? Okay. On that note, yeah, so I had this saying, I was talking to Momac, and I said this saying, which he thought was hilariously funny, so I thought maybe I'll make that my new catchphrase. So it goes, if you're not real, then don't be that. What do you think of my saying?
That makes sense.
So, anyway, Momac thought it was hilarious, so I don't know. Maybe I'll, like, tag that thing. All right. So, thanks for listening. And I will talk to you somewhere on the flip side. Bye-bye. Say bye, Barb.
Bye-bye.